What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah! Yeah! The third hour of the Rob Brown Show starts now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the Group Milonzo, and you!
He didn't use his inside voice. I was guessing
so
you saw
that's
that.
So good. Yeah. You know what I appreciate? I appreciate in professional wrestling. Fight Club with the Great Milonzo every Thursday at 9:20, where we talk some pro wrestling. I appreciate when wrestlers do like smart things, throwing the Samoan werewolf out of the building and then just locking the door. Yes, do that more. Just do stuff. Just lock the door. He can't come in if you lock the door. Like, I love wrestling sometimes. It's the best. Welcome back, folks. Great to be with you. I'm Rob. He's the Great Milonzo. Be a part of the show. 844-326-3663. 844-FANFONE. You can call the show with that number. You can text the show with that number. You can also tweet me at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show, at SC Sparty tweeted the show during the break, so we'll do this and then we'll get to your audio blitz. He said, Rob, I have watched a lot of NFL this year. Listening to your current conversation, I feel like the VAR-style assisted replay stuff came out of nowhere 5 or 6 weeks ago. The biggest problem is that from a fan-viewing perspective, it lacks the optics of stopping the game and on-field referees having the illusion of influence in the decision when it goes under the hood. The conspiracy theory angle plays well when it's just the ref getting a message in an earpiece. It could be the same outcome if they stop the game and go under the hood, but it just looks more authentic to a lot of people, and it looks a lot less authentic when the referees are overridden 32 seconds later, the coaches don't challenge after the assist review, and the game moves on.
I just want to mention something. A couple weeks ago, I know noticed this happened for the first time. I forget what game I was watching, and it happened. So this isn't the only time this has happened. And I was like, when were they able to do that? And I remember the announcer at the time, again, I don't remember the game, saying, I guess New York must have buzzed in or something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's been going all season long, but it seems like the last few weeks, suddenly it's been visible.
Let's go with this. I have said a bunch of times, and I can confirm, because of the fact that I work 97 different jobs, I'm not paid by the National Football League to be a shill. I have called Roger Goodell a clown on this show lots of times. I do not believe that there is a vast conspiracy by which the NFL rigs games. Okay? I don't think the NFL or really any organization is capable of pulling that off. Do you understand? And I've said this before as my reasoning behind this. And I'm, as I am with any take, I am willing to believe, I am willing to accept that it is true, but I must be provided evidence of it. The NFL has thousands of employees. Thousands. This is not something that can be pulled off by two or three people. The NFL, any given weekend, has what? 60 referees on the field across games? In any given game, the NFL has like 9 officials working the game. You got a fistful on the field, you got a handful more that are off of it. The conspiracy that the NFL is making the call and going, hey, flip that call because we need to help LA out, it's just like any other conspiracy. People run to believe in conspiracies when two things happen. Number one, well, there's a bunch of reasons, but there's two primary. Number one, they just don't know what's going on. To me, one of the great weaknesses of human beings is that we don't like to say, I don't know. This is why, since the dawn of humanity, 200 some odd thousand years ago, since the dawn of humanity, we have made up stories to explain things because we don't like to say, I don't know. When people back in the day could not explain thunder, it turned into there's a God up there who raises a hammer and calls upon the power of nature. Thor, the thunder god. When the ancient Greeks and Romans couldn't explain why the sun rose and set, they made up a story of an ancient god who dragged the sun across the sky behind a chariot. You can't see it, but it's there. Trust us on this. We always make up stories to explain things that we don't know. And that is down to the minutiae of our day-to-day life. The average NFL fan, average fan, not the bald knowers in the Rob Brown Show Armada, the average NFL fan does not know how the New York City replay system works. Why? Because the NFL has done a real bad job of explaining it. And so what happens when we have calls like last night, right? What they see is the referee put a finger to his ear to listen to something and then go tweet, actually, we're changing the call on the field. They don't know that there's another group of people that have the ability to overrule the officiating crew, that have all the camera angles and the ability to watch plays as they are happening in real time and in super slow motion before the players are even standing back up. They don't know all that because the NFL doesn't explain all of that. It's a real simple thing here. The NFL, as mentioned, has a bunch of dudes in New York City sitting in a room that have every camera available in the building, and they are watching the plays in real time. And the moment that the ref blows the whistles, they push the rewind button, and they back it up, and they start watching that thing from every angle in slow-mo and saying, is there anything we missed? Is there anything egregious we missed? I think that's the other aspect of it, is people are looking, and they are going, wait a minute. If they can overturn that call and get that call right, why are they not doing it for everything? And the answer is because the NFL cares about one thing more than they care about anything else. Having a good TV product, right? They care more about having a good television product than they care about anything else. This is why we have changed. Yeah, you can make the argument that like maybe player safety, but even that's up in the air. But they care more about having a good television product than they care about anything else. Why? Because that's where the money comes from the TV contracts, from those contracts with Fox and NBC and Paramount Plus and Netflix and yada, yada, yada. That's where most of the money comes from. And so if they had on the screen a group of officials who are nothing more than the relay men that don't throw, seeing a flag fly in, there was a run late in that game from Kyren Williams that he reeled off, you know, 20-something yards or whatever. And if that's a first down, we know the Rams are wanting another 2.5 minutes off the clock. And if if it's a penalty and they back it up, now all of a sudden, okay, maybe Minnesota, if they get the ball, they score in 2-3 plays. Like, maybe it's a two-possession game. Maybe there's something happening here. And as Kyren Williams breaks across, as he's running down the field, a yellow hanky flies in from the right side of the screen. And what do we all do? Uh-oh, is that a hold? Is it a face mask? What do we got here? Because that flag can change the game on a dime. How many times have I said there is one thing that American sports fans love more than anything else? What is it? Drama. Drama. Sports is drama. We love drama. Sports is reality TV show for bros. That's what it is. We love drama. We like characters, we like entertainment, and we like drama. And a flag flying in is dramatic, especially in a moment like that. And so if the New York HQ was stepping in every time there was any sort of controversy on the field, in that spot, if New York is making those calls, what happens? The drama comes out of the game. That yellow hanky flying into your TV picture is dramatic. If the referee blows the play dead and everybody's lined up and then they just turn the camera on the ref and he goes, tweet, New York City is telling us that there's a holding on number 72 on the offense. It's a 5-yard penalty. Repeat. There's no drama in that. The TV product suffers for it. And so since the NFL's done a real bad job at explaining all of this and are trying to keep the drama up on the TV product, because that's their priority, you end up in situations like what you had last night, where the rule was properly enforced, in my opinion. It was a forward pass. Doesn't matter how ugly, unorthodox, untraditional it looked. It was a forward pass. And so if they are ruling it correctly, which in my ever so humble yet usually correct opinion, they absolutely did. If that is the case, that upped the drama. They got the call right. They took a tutty off the board. The momentum that had been all Rams and then suddenly was all Vikings was then once again all Rams. There's a whole bunch of that there. So I am unsurprised that they went through all this. What I am surprised at is that they have done such a bad job at explaining how all of this works. They have done such a bad job of laying out there for we, the people, how this system plays out. That here is Bill Belichick, perhaps, not definitely, but perhaps the most noticeable non-player in the NFL. So if I asked you right now, NFL-centric talking heads. I'm not talking about a guy like McAfee who is doing an all-around sports show or whatever. Just guys who are dialed in on the NFL. Is there a non-player that is more recognized than the hoodie right now? I can't think of one if there is.
See, but does it count because he's an ex-coach?
Doesn't matter. Say non-player.
I guess you could throw in guys like Rex Ryan or you know, GM, ex-GMs like Tannenbaum or someone like that. I don't know.
If you and I went right now to our respective better halves and showed them pictures of Rex Ryan and Hoodie, which one do they know by name? Hoodie. My wife does. I know Miss Lisa knows ball. I assume she'd go, that's Hoodie.
She knows both of them.
Yeah, so well, okay.
I can't help
above
it.
Above average ball knower.
Yeah, I mean, okay. You know.
Above average ball
again,
knower.
Again, she watches Lisa when I'm not home.
The point is, Hoodie is the most recognizable non-player or former player in the NFL center, in the NFL circuit right now. And when that dude is on the broadcast of the NFL game saying, hey, the NFL helps offenses. Now, I want to be clear. Nothing Hoodie said is wrong. We all agree that the NFL is set up to help the offenses be electric, right? We all agree with that. That's been a conversation amongst NFL fans for years now, to the point that we've all accepted it. This is just what it is. This is the game. He's not wrong about that. He's not wrong that the folks in New York can make the call and go, hey, Bill, that's wrong. Overturn it. You'll notice I keep using the name Bill, because Bill is the name of the referee who got the worst call in the history of the NFL wrong. Bill, son of a Vinovich. Everything Bill said is correct. But if you are not plugged in, tuned in, paying attention to it, the way that Bill put the whole thing 100% sounds like a conspiracy theory. And I think at SC Spartan on Twitter actually nailed it. He said, I don't think there is a conspiracy at all, but the new optics don't help them with what they have conditioned viewers to expect when changing a referee's decision. And I agree. I'll tell you what the NFL does to fix this. Real simple. Copy soccer. Copy soccer. If New York is taking a look with the possibility of overturning a call, put a frame around the TV that says call under review in New York or whatever. Call under review by NFL HQ. Put a little box around the television screen that says call under review by NFL. Not officials, whatever. In soccer, when they go to a VAR, they do two things. Number one, they show the referee on the sideline. Who, by the way, it's league to league, but in most leagues, when a call is under VAR consideration, the on-field referee does not go stand in front of a monitor. You know where he does? He goes and he stands at the spot where the midfield line hits the sideline with the in between the two head coaches. And he has a little headset on, and he stands there, and he listens, and he talks, and he engages in the conversation, right? They make it quiet, and then they put a box around it that says VAR review. And he does this big, dramatic thing, the referee on the field does, where he looks at the camera, and he makes a rectangle out of his fingers, as in, I'm going to look at the big TV over there to see if we got this right. He lets everybody know what's happening. The NFL did not do any of that. They just tweet, actually.
I'm going to capture what you just did and put a song behind it. I'm not sure which song to do.
The soccer does a good job of letting the fans know what is happening, why it's happening, how it's happening, and then after it's happened, what happened. The NFL has not done any of that. And then I got Hoodie out here making it sound as if there is some vast global conspiracy going on that helped the Rams in that spot, which is interesting.
You know, what if there was? What if all this is real? What if the NFL decides who they want to win? Does that make you watch less?
If it's yes,
because it's just wrestling.
I mean, agree.
And you watch a lot of wrestling. So.
Here's the thing. I watch a lot of wrestling. Why? Because I know it's scripted entertainment and I enjoy it. And there's characters and drama and storyline. I'll tell you right now, and this is somebody who has been in this game for what, 17 years and some change now. If tomorrow somebody came out with empirical, undebatable proof that the NFL rigged games, Lonzo, we would never talk NFL on this show again. Never. Never. The same way, if somebody provided me empirical truth that a significant other cheated on me, you broke my trust. You made me look like a butthole for a long time. There's no coming back from that. I don't believe that's happening. I believe everything that happened last night was completely valid and justified. There was only one time in the history of the NFL that I truly believe it was a conspiracy theory, and that was the worst missed call in the history of the National Football League.
There it is.
That's the only time there's ever actually been a conspiracy. All the other ones, there's not. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. We'll do the audio blitz next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Word. Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. I have two clips from the world of all places, college basketball, that I want to get to here on the show. And I find them both interesting.
When does that start?
Early December.
Oh, okay.
All right. Of last year. It'll start early, assuming. It'll start again in early December of this year, but...
Oh, okay, because I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Next year, I guess.
I mean, you can check it out now. It's literally happening...
You just said early December of next year.
Yeah, but also early December of last year.
Okay.
Two clips here. I want to start with this one. Rick Barnes is the head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers men's basketball team. On that team, which spent a good chunk of this season as the number one ranked team in men's college basketball, that was before they lost by 30 to the University of Florida.
That's bad.
In basketball terms, yeah, that's real bad. So they lost by 30 to Florida. They have been replaced atop the college basketball rankings by now number one Auburn. They did get back on it on a road win at Texas, 74-70. Well, in that game, one of their starting guards, cat by the name of Chaz Lanier, was surprisingly sat down in the game. He was pulled off of the floor with no in-game explanation from Rick Barnes. He was taken out of the game. He had very limited playing time the rest of the ride.
Load management?
No, actually. Rick Barnes explained in the post game.
So that's why you play this.
Rick Barnes said, "I pulled Chaz Lanier because coming out of a timeout, he drew up a play that resulted in an off-screen shot for Chaz Lanier." I actually went back and found that play. It was very clearly designed for that shot. Chaz Lanier came off of one screen on the elbow, wrapped around another screen at the top of the key, received a pass from the free throw line extended, and did not shoot. Now, we did have a trailing defender, and it would have been a contested shot, but the contest would have come from his left into, which means either likely you're getting that ball off, no problem. You might have a hand in the face, but you're getting the ball off, or you're probably taking a shooting foul from the defender. Good. This is a three-point shot, too. He didn't shoot. Instead, he feigned the shot and then skipped the pass back to the original ball handler, who was guarded outside of the line. So Rick Barnes said, I took him out on the first play of the second half because he didn't shoot the ball. That play was designed for that shot. And I told him, I said, if you're not going to do what you're getting paid to do, you sit over there, because he is getting paid to do that. That's interesting. We can dial in on, as I saw the almost expression, I would dare say, of joy come across Lonzo's face in hearing a big-time college coach admitting that that's what this kid's getting paid to do, right? I'm not super interested in that. And I'll tell you why. Because that's not what he's getting paid to do. He's getting paid to lend his name, image, and likeness to various sources. The only reason he has a name, image, and likeness that businesses are willing to pay him for is because he can do that. That's why. But I find it interesting that Rick Barnes put it that way.
Running for president in 4 years. You've got to be 44?
Yeah, I'm not old enough.
Yeah, you'll be close to that, because how you politically skirt this every single time.
I'm not politically skirting. I'm defining.
You're trying to use words to twist things in a way when the coach clearly said he's getting paid to do it.
Right, but see, here's the thing. That's not
I applaud him for saying that, and hopefully more will come out and say that, because it's the truth.
No, it's not. It is what his ability to do that, his ability to do that well enough to be a starter on the number one team in America. The reason that he gets paid to give his name, image, and likeness to various sources is because he can do that, and that's why we know him. We wouldn't know who Chaz Lanier was if he wasn't a 6'7" guy with a 3-point shot playing for this team. We wouldn't know who he was, but we do know who he is. We know who he is because he's a good basketball player on one of the best 2 or 3 basketball teams in America, and because we know him, he gets paid. Chris Pratt is on Monopoly Go ads right now. Is Chris Pratt being paid to play Monopoly Go? No. He's being paid because we know Star-Lord / Andy Dwyer / all these other things Pratt has done. Monopoly Go is paying him to put his face on their product. Same thing here. But I will say this. I do applaud Rick Barnes for one thing. It is not what he is saying here. What I am applauding Rick Barnes in doing here is what I have been yelling to people unhappy about NIL since the inception of NIL. If you don't like what is happening, then don't do it. Well, I don't think these kids should get paid. Then don't pay them. You're not obligated to offer an NIL dollar to anybody. You're not obligated to do it. You can. You have the right. You have the ability. But if a kid, if you feel a kid is showing up just for the money, and you don't think that he is earning the dollar bills, y'all, then tell the collective, stop giving this kid money. It's really not tough. It's like any other job. If you feel like a kid is not earning the dollars, don't play him.
You can tell an entity that you don't control to stop paying someone who supposedly is not getting paid. So if I'm saying, hey, stop paying him, that means I'm in charge telling you to not pay him, which means he's technically getting paid because I say he gets paid.
No.
Because if you have the power to tell them to not pay him, then you have the power to tell them to pay him.
Watch this. Let me show you why that's not accurate. Lonzo.
You're going to be wrong.
No, not. Watch. Yeah, watch. I'll prove it right now.
You've been wrong on this for many years?
Watch. I'll prove it right now. Lonzo, go get me breakfast right now.
If you were my boss, I would go get you breakfast.
Right, but I'm not in charge. I can say it. I can tell you to do it, but you're not going to do it because I'm not in charge. I don't have any power.
Come around here. What do you want?
Okay.
But I mean, you know, you want McDonald's, you want me to pick up something. I mean,
I have the ability to tell you to do anything. What I don't have the ability is to make you do it. Rick Barnes could say right now, don't give this kid NIL dollars. Do you know what he doesn't have the power to do to make the NIL dollar stop?
He does have the power, because if he benches him, then he doesn't play. If he doesn't play, the thing that he's getting paid for doesn't exist anymore. The NIL goes, okay, he's not playing. I'll give the money to someone who is playing. So he does have that power.
And there is the power. The power is Rick Barnes could right now call, I don't know, Wawa, and say, hey, Wawa, which is a real gas station that people in the North think is in any way, shape, or form comparable to Buc-ee's. It's not.
Okay, they're both just gas stations. Stop worshiping things.
Buc-ee's is so much more than that. But he could call Wawa and go, stop giving this kid NIL money. And Wawa could go, you got it, coach. Or they could go, hey, coach, go yourself. We're going to pay this kid because he's that acknowledgeable. Rick Barnes can't do anything about that. You know what Rick Barnes can do? Rick Barnes can say, yeah, I don't think it's justified. I think what you're doing on the floor isn't justified. So go sit down. Take a seat. Take several seats. Go put your ass on the pine. Go sit down over there. Go take a squat. And, you know, we'll see if I feel like giving you another shot at it later on. This is one thing that I think so many of y'all have some sort of feeling, inkling, belief. I think you have some inkling of belief that, like, coaches lost all their power to the NIL. Like, no. Coaches lost their ability to lie to players.
What will it take for you to say that the players are being paid by the universities, and therefore they are employees?
I know for a fact what an endorsement is. I know for a fact you know what an endorsement is.
Not for the last couple of years, I don't.
I didn't say you had one. I said you know what they are, okay? I know for a fact you know what an endorsement is. I am not paid to work for Three Friends Bar and Grill, the official lunchtime destination of the Rob Brown Show.
By the way, I just ask you, what will it take for you to say that they're paid employees?
For schools to put them on salary as basketball players.
Okay. All right. That
for them to be an employee.
That's going to happen.
Like any other.
They're working towards that.
I agree.
So, yeah.
But they aren't there yet, which is why I said this kid is not getting paid to play basketball.
He is, though.
He is not. He is getting paid to endorse products, just like you and I do. And we get endorsed because people know us from doing the radioing. We don't get paid to work for Three Friends. Three Friends pays us to endorse Three Friends because people know us from the radioing. And also, wonderful selection there on Three Friends Bar and Grill menu. Check them out. That's how that works. But what I'm saying here is the point of this is not NIL. The point of this is too many of you guys believe that coaches have lost all of their power and ability to be coaches to NIL in the portal. And that is frustratingly untrue.
This is the first time that I recall anyone doing it this way and saying what he said.
Oh, for sure. I agree with that too. Again, Rick Barnes knows Chaz Lanier is not getting paid to play, but he is getting paid because he plays.
And he's transferring paid, out here pretty soon.
Maybe so.
Somewhere,
yeah. Maybe so. And this is where I'd tell Rick Barnes, like I've told
every coach in America,
if you don't want to deal with that, then don't recruit kids like that. It is still your power to build the roster. If you don't want a kid who puts money above substance on the field, hardwood, gridiron, court, diamond, whatever, then don't recruit that kid. Do a better job of evaluating your players and deciding who fits the culture and who does not. All right, when we come back in the final hour of the show, Clemson has their sights set on their next defensive coordinator, and Dabo, all of the sudden, looks like he's running a football team in the 2020s. I'll tell you about that when we come back. I am Rob Brown, Lonzo on the ones and twos, and on this Sports Flash.
Rob forgot swimming pools, which is proof he hates swimmers. You all know that. Cannot stand
swimmers. I'm on the beach, dude.
Clemson Tigers are working to finalize, I snorted, a contract with their new defensive coordinator, current Penn State DC Tom Allen. ESPN reports the two sides have been in negotiations and are expecting to reach a decision in the upcoming days. Allen has spent 1 year in state college, where the Nittany Lions defense is ranked in the top in scoring defense, rush defense, and total defense. The final spot in the NFL's divisional round was claimed last night by the LA Rams with a 27-9 win over the Minnesota Vikings. Matt Stafford threw for 209 yards and a pair of touchdowns in the victory. Tune in tomorrow night at 6:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the East Tennessee State Buccaneers. It's Furman versus ETSU right here on your home for Furman Paladins basketball. It's us. It's the fan. It's the fan upstate.